Hello again. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6 today. Proverbs 22, verse 6. The scripture goes on and says, "Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it." Let me read it to you one more time. We just got one verse today. We're going to get our challenge from this one verse. "Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it." The key to this verse, folks, is the word train. We must diligently teach our children about the word and the ways of God. The word train, actually, if you look in the Hebrew, it's kind of a word picture there. It's a picture of back when children were born to Hebrew women. To get the child to suck and to want to nurse, they would sometimes stick their finger in some wine and rub it on the palate of the upper part of the mouth of the baby, and that would cause the sucking motion to begin. They'd put that hunger, that desire for it in. That's what the word train means. Put a desire and a hunger for the way they should go. Train a child in the way they should go, and even when he's old, he'll not depart from it. Back in Deuteronomy chapter 4, listen to verse 9. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 9 says, "Only take care and keep your soul diligently, lest you forget the things that your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life. Make them known to your children and your children's children." Let me read that again. God says, "Take care, keep your soul diligently, lest you forget the things that your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life. Make them known to your children and to your children's children." In Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 through 8, a very familiar passage, let me remind you of it. It says, "And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children. You shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes." And then, of course, it says, "You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates." Here, the scripture again says that the word of God and the truth of God needs to be continually brought before our children and taught to them as we lay down, we walk along the way. Folks, I'm not saying homeschooling is the only way to go, but that's one of the benefits of homeschooling is you get to instill the truth of God's word in all aspects. As you teach them math, you can teach them about the order of things and how God has made everything wonderful and in order. We can history, you can tie the scriptures and what's going on in the history of the world at the same time, what God was doing that's recorded in the scriptures. I could go on and on. We are to be spending the time training, putting within our children a hunger for the things of God, the truth of the word of God. Listen to Psalm 119, verses 9 through 16. "How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. With my whole heart I seek you. Let me not wander from your commandments. I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I declare all the rules of your mouth. In the way of your testimonies I delight as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and fix my eyes on your ways. I will delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word." Folks, the Bible says that we are to train our children in the way that they should go, in the word of God, in the truth of who God is. And as we plant the truth, God will bring it to life. Remember, the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. It's able to cut between soul and spirit, joints and marrow. The Bible says that nothing is hidden from God's word and God's eyesight. So Lord, the Lord wants us today, he's challenging us today to instill it in our children. Now you say, "Jim, my children are grown." Well, you have grandchildren possibly, or do you have an influence on children around you? Point them to the truth of God. Now again, here, let me just say this as we get near our close today though. Make sure you don't make the mistake though of thinking it's your job to get them to get it or to affect their heart. No, teach truth, plant truth, live the truth, let the word of God do its work. What many parents have made the mistake and many grandparents have made the mistake of doing is they would teach the truth and then they would try to hammer it home themselves and make the kids get it and make the kids want to love it. No. Let the word of God do its own work. Just share with them. Train them in the way they should go and let God do his work. Let his word do its work. And you will see a reap of benefit. Maybe not right away, but down the road, the word that is planted will take root. Hope this helps someone out there today. Look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.